Thank you, Bossman, for taking that initiative so we can hear from our participants who have come from far and wide. Let me just start by saying, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, I'm really excited to be here this afternoon to join you in opening a roundtable on digital financial inclusion in Ghana. You'll recall a few weeks ago, or about 2 weeks ago, we had a very big event at the State House where the UN and Ghana celebrated the appointment of President John Mahama as the co-chair of the eminent panel that the Secretary General set up to advocate for the implementations of the SDGs across the world. It was a great event because it gave us the opportunity here in Ghana to officially launch our thinking towards the implementation of the SDGs. There was quite an impressive turnout, not just the ministers and government officials, but more importantly, the parliament, the civil society, and the rest. Just to tell you that we are very excited that on the heels of that event, that UNCDF and UNDP has thought it important to initiate this reflection on how digital finance can improve financial inclusion, which is a key part, really, of the implementation and achievements of the SDGs. It is imperative to note that a good majority of the SDGs suggested targets and indicators reflect on financial inclusion. For example, the indicator on access to financial account can be disaggregated by gender, income, age, geography, education level, and can be used to measure targets 1.4, 2.3, and 10.2. Just to say, really, in short, that inclusive finance is key and will be key for the attainment of the SDGs. Ladies and gentlemen, we know in the majority of developing and low middle-income countries, access to finance is increasingly being perceived as a public good, which is as important as basic access to, let's say, water and primary education. So, again, just to put in context the importance. One of the important effects of digital financial inclusion is that the entire national financial system benefits, especially when promoted in the wider context of economic inclusion. Financial inclusion efforts do have multiplier effects on the economy as a whole through higher savings pools from the vast segment of the bottom of the pyramid population by providing access to formal savings arrangements, resulting in expansion in credit and investment by banks. The proximity and convenience that digital financial services bring to low-income populations, including rural women, is well established. Access to financial services in the form of savings, credit, insurance, transfers, or welfare payments is a fundamental tool for managing a family's well-being and productive capacity, to smooth expenditure when inflows are erratic, to build surplus when the demand for expenditure is heavy, for instance, when school fee times or marriages or funerals, as we know it here, or to protect against emergencies. In today's world of growing technology and innovation, facilitating digital finance can be enhanced when service providers leverage on the huge potential that information and communications technology avail through a customer-centered approach and where the regulatory framework is conducive to foster competition and government policies are supportive. Distinguished participants, the digital finance service landscape has a range of players, as we know, and reflected by the profile of participants here today, from mobile network operators to financial service providers. The critical issue, however, is how to promote private-public partnerships that create enabling environment for the service providers to deliver high-quality service to their beneficiaries on a win-win basis. One thing which is certain, and that we must say upfront, is that the walk to digital finance is irreversible, and those service providers who lag behind are likely to be left out. Therefore, digital finance service providers must anticipate and adapt new digital technological solutions to offer customers innovative products. My call to action is very simple, and I hope that this roundtable provides a unique opportunity for each of us to learn more about the opportunities, advances, and lessons learned in the Ghanaian context, as well as your own wealth of experience that you bring in, especially in Ghana with the recent regulation on agency banking. That is why UNCDF and UNDP have brought in officials from the Central Bank of Ghana, Minister of Finance, and other experts to share their experiences. It is our fervent hope that this conversation this afternoon would be as an incubator of thought and action towards how we put together a plan to support the expansion of digital financial services in Ghana. And I reiterate that the commitment of UNCDF UNDP will be unwavering in this regard. So to conclude, I've been asked to acknowledge the presence of Ms. Madeleine Apentine. She's the new head of the Financial Sector Division of the Minister of Finance. And I hope, Madam, with your work and in line with the financial inclusion framework recently adopted by the government of Ghana, that digital finance innovations to accelerate financial inclusion will grow in leaps and bounds in Ghana. I wish you all a wonderful success. And just to end, I would like to welcome our colleagues from New York, with Pamela Hufso in this morning. I'm still amazed she's still standing on her feet and smiling. And I hope that through her technical stewardship that you have a wonderful and fruitful roundtable. Thank you very much.